In the Senate today, Republican leaders turned thumbs down to a compromise floated by Democrats to end a showdown over the president's judicial nominees. Democrats had offered to vote for some nominees they had blocked in the past. The condition? Republicans would back off their threats to eliminate the right to filibuster potential judges. More from NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol.
A day after first broaching the idea of allowing up or down votes on some of the renominated appeals court nominees who were blocked in President Bush's first term, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid spoke on the floor of the Senate this afternoon, imploring his colleagues to break the logjam over judicial nominations.
We can't make both sides happy with this. We're going to have to compromise. We're going to have to be statesmen. And I think, Mr. President, come up with something that the American people will accept.
Reid said he's been talking daily with Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist about a deal, but he wouldn't give any details. He did say the deal he's offered has to do with renewing assurances of a meaningful say to home state senators when judges from their states are nominated. An aide to Reid says this refers to three court nominees from Michigan who were blocked. The deal would be to allow two of those nominees to go forward and have the third one withdrawn from consideration. Reid is also insisting any deal has to take the so-called nuclear option, the threatened rules change doing away with judicial filibusters, off the table. But Republican leaders continue insisting every judicial nominee must get an up or down vote on the Senate floor. Here's the Majority Whip Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this afternoon.
So far, a compromise has not been achieved, but I want to compliment the Democratic leader for his willingness to discuss the issue and his understanding that where the Senate is today is simply unacceptable.
Other prominent Republicans rejected out of hand the proposal to have any of the seven renominated court nominees withdrawn from consideration. Arizona's John Kyle.
Why should Republicans have to throw them overboard in order to get some kind of a deal with the Democrats? That's highly cynical.
White House political strategist Karl Rove was at the Capitol today. When NPR asked his views on the Democrats' compromise proposal, this was his brief response.
Go read USA Today.
In an interview released on USA Today's website, Rove insisted that all the president's nominees must be voted on by the Senate.
We believe that fairness means these people deserve an up or down vote. The Senate can debate. The Senate has a right to oppose. It has a right to support. But it has an obligation under the Constitution to offer its advice and consent by a vote. And it's only fair.
Meanwhile, a new ad sponsored by MoveOn.org appeared today on cable TV screens. It shows herds of presumably Republican elephants thundering over and smashing the Capitol and the Supreme Court.
Republican presidents appointed the majority of judges on most of our appeals courts, but radical Republicans want absolute control of the entire government, so they're planning to break the rules to get more.
Though Majority Whip McConnell contends he has enough votes to change the rules on filibusters, Democrats say there are still Republicans who have doubts about doing that and who can be persuaded to oppose such an option. New York Democrat Charles Schumer appealed to them today on the Senate floor.
My plea to my colleagues on the other side, I know many of them have doubts about this nuclear option, but are under tremendous pressure. Resist the entreaties of the executive branch, in this case, in the personification of Mr. Rove.
Several Republicans today did say privately that the last thing they want to do is vote to curtail the filibuster, but they also warned that it appears that's where the Senate is headed. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.